AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Coast Guard says the El Faro, a U.S. cargo ship, probably sank on Thursday as it was being battered by 140-mile-per-hour winds and 50-foot waves from Hurricane Joaquin. Captain Mark Fedor says planes and ships are still in the area of the Bahamas, where the ship is thought to have gone down, looking for the 33 crew members who were on board.
We are not looking for the vessel any longer. However, today we are still out there searching. We've modified our search efforts to focus more on potential people in the water, lifeboats, and life rafts.
One body has been found, along with a number of empty survival suits and an empty lifeboat. Nine people are dead in the historic rainstorm and flooding in South Carolina. Rita Foley with more.
We've never seen anything like this before.
Governor Nikki Haley says South Carolina is facing rain and flooding, the likes of which have not been seen in 1,000 years, with 2 feet of rain reported in some areas, she says.
So this is not anything people want to get out in.
Rescue teams went door to door to check on those living in swamped neighborhoods. The governor said most people are listening to her plea to stay off the roads. I'm Rita Foley.
An Amtrak train is derailed in Vermont after apparently striking a rock slide on the tracks. No life-threatening injuries have been reported. Judy Tartaglia, the CEO of Central Vermont Medical Center, says at least a half dozen people are being treated there for neck and shoulder injuries. Doctors Without Borders is demanding an independent investigation into Saturday's airstrike on its hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, that left 22 people dead. General John Campbell, commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, promises changes and answers.
If errors were committed, we will acknowledge them. We'll hold those responsible accountable, and we'll take steps to ensure mistakes are not repeated.
This is AP Radio News. The Justice Department in 5 Gulf Coast states have settled with BP for the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
The steep penalty should inspire BP and its peers to take every measure necessary to ensure that nothing like this can ever happen again.
BP will pay nearly $5 billion to each of the states of Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas, and another $5.5 billion to the federal government. In sports, a pair of firings. Manager Matt Williams has been fired by the Washington Nationals a day after the end of the season, in which the team went from World Series favorite to failing to make the playoffs. Nationals are also not renewing the contracts of 7 members of Williams' coaching staff. The Miami Dolphins have fired head coach Joe Philbin just 4 games into the season after the club lost its 3rd straight, 27-14, to the Jets in London. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.